The bottom line is the national security issues are probably one of the most preeminent issues facing our nation right now, that and jobs in the economy. And anybody running for public office, I think, needs to have at least somewhat of a working knowledge of the issues and have some opinions on them. And so I think it's incumbent upon anybody running for national office. Now, don't forget, this isn't running for, you know, a local office. This is running to be a member of Congress, where day in and day out, you're going to be making votes and issuing votes on national security decisions. And she's not immune to this process. She's worked for a senator for 6 years, so she's been exposed to the information on a daily basis. So I think you need to have a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more of a priority placed on it than she has. And on the other hand, I look at myself. I went to Washington. I got placed on
the Well, let me interrupt you there with a follow-up. So, but why? The question is, why do you think she doesn't have the knowledge? On what basis are you making that?
Her answers and her lack of discussion on the matter. I mean, she doesn't even have anything on her website to discuss the issue or even what her position is. When she's asked the question, what can we do about ISIS? And she basically says, I really don't have a position. Those are her words. There's not anything we took and doctored up. And those are her words. And that was 8 months ago. And since that time, she's had an awful lot of time to develop an answer, and she just hasn't.
Okay. And I'll get to Ms. Deacon for a response to this in a minute, but I did want to ask you another follow-up about this. Don't you think that you yourself have learned a lot about this issue through your experience being in Congress and the committee work that you've done and so on? And wouldn't you think that Colleen Deacon would do the same if she were in office?
Well, of course. Yeah, of course. But also, don't forget, she's worked for a senator for 6 years. She's been exposed to these issues every day. When you're working in a congressional office or a Senate office, you're exposed to these issues on a daily basis. The information flow that comes across your desk is quite significant. And my staff knows more about these issues than I do. And her as a staffer for a senator, I would presume that she knew more about these issues.
So, Ms. Deacon, can you explain briefly but specifically how you've gone about learning about national and international security as a candidate here for Congress?
Sure. So, well, first I want to, you know, talk about what John Katko just said. I mean, he said, I'm somebody who doesn't have the knowledge about foreign policy. When he took a snippet of my answer and selectively edited what I said, actually what I said on your show, Grant, and you can attest that wasn't my answer. I had a full response that he just took a portion of to make it sound like I was saying something that I was not saying. Frankly, you know, he feels like he has to mislead the voters and, you know, try to smear my record as somebody who is uninformed.
Let me interrupt again in the same way. But can you tell me how you've gone about learning about national and international security issues as a candidate? What's been your way of learning about this?
Sure. So we do a number of conference calls with generals, with folks on the ground, you know, hearing directly from people who are involved with these issues and, you know, developing strategy for our country. I haven't wavered from my position of foreign policy. I have said this entire campaign, we have to make sure we're keeping America safe, both at home and abroad. And I've mentioned, you know, a number of ways that we can do that. You know, John Katko just feels like he needs to misrepresent me because he doesn't want to run on his record. He doesn't want to run on the fact that he doesn't support common sense gun legislation that would keep guns out of the hands of terrorists. I mean, that's something that we should implement right away, and he refuses to support it. So, I mean, if you want to talk about ways we can address this issue, that is a perfect example of how Congressman Katko stands with his party and refuses to support legislation that would prevent terrorists from getting their hands on a gun.